Feed me.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy Ryback. Happy Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children all around the world, wherever you are listening from. We are live. You're streaming live also, Instagram and TikTok, the big guy Ryback 22. Thank you to anybody that sees the show on those platforms. Swing on over to Ryback TV here on YouTube to join this show, to be a part of this show live. Guys, each and every time we record here on YouTube at Ryback TV, super chats are greatly appreciated. You are the co-host of this show, though. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions goes: health, fitness, supplementation, sports, pro wrestling, politics, and anything and everything in between. Also streaming on Facebook at Ryback Reeves and on Twitch at Ryback Rules today. We have a new Twitter account. I'll talk to you guys about that. Please follow me right now, guys, at Real Ryback. At Real Ryback is the current Twitter. We're going to talk about what's going on over there, what we're already seeing very early on that. And I'm still running my at Ryback account, but we are simply adding in this until things get resolved at some point in time with that. Guys, we're available on all podcast platforms, continuously moving up the charts on the audio version. Guys, wherever podcasts are available, you can listen to this show. You can download it and hear this show, the audio version, each and every four or five times a week when we come out with the new episodes on that. So greatly appreciated for the iTunes reviews. And this show, this podcast, is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for all people, men and women. He, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. We've got all kinds of discounts going on. We got a buy one, get one free promotion going on our Finish It Branch Chain Amino Acid Electrolyte Matrix, Raspberry Lemonade, and Cotton Candy, guys. Unlimited amount. You want to buy 20 of them, 10 of them are going to be free. You want to buy 10, 5 are going to be free. You want to buy 2, 1 is going to be free. A $44.99 value for each unit, guys, on there. Just order in multiples of 2. Use discount code BCAABOGO, B-O-G-O, BCAABOGO at checkout. It's in the description here on YouTube as well. And you're off to the races, guys. 30% off for new customers as well. That code's in the description. And also for returning customers. And you get a free bottle of our 1-2-3 muscle, joint, and tendon support right now with all orders. When you click that as your free gift, don't miss out on these huge savings, guys, with the best supplements on the planet. All the cool Ryback merch accessories, drinkware. You know, you want it, we got it. We've got awesome workout tank tops, guys, all kinds of different designs. The new South Park Ryback design is available. Check them out. Feedmemore.com. Yeah, thank you, Justin, for asking when I'm returning. Yeah, Grim Reefer. So let's start off the show with that. Grim Reefer says, it's sad that your new account does better than your 1 million plus account. Yeah. And so I thought about this many, many times over the years of this going on, of just making a new account. And but you got to understand, they've done this to my business accounts, to everything. So I just figured, I go, well, they're just gonna stop that one, most likely. But then I got to thinking, I hadn't thought about this since Elon took over Twitter. I go, well, they got rid of all the people that were involved, supposedly. Now there's still probably people there with this. I go, but then somebody mentioned it again. They go, why don't you just make a new account and just see? And just see like essentially what happens. I go, on your Twitter phone, I could literally, because I have my Feed Me More Nutrition account, which Kylie does an amazing job running all the other accounts. Like, couldn't do any of this without her. She's awesome with it. But I could bounce between the two accounts, and I go, let's just see what happens. I'll make a new account. And instantly, the first tweet I make is already approaching 40,000 impressions. I've been getting 1, 2, 3,000 impressions on my at Ryback account now for years. And then every once in a while, things will slowly trickle above that. But like, I'll be lucky if I ever get 1% impressions based. I have like, so I had 1.7 million followers at its peak, my Twitter. I'm now down to 1.3, which is 1.3 and just under 1.4. I lose about 1,000 followers every, not quite a week, but it's around that. Like I lose a lot of followers every week, and this has been going on. So I've lost over 300,000 followers on there because they're not distributing the content. They're preventing me from going viral. They're having people, we've already seen people that have followed me get unfollowed, that haven't unfollowed. This is kind of what I've seen on every platform that's happened. Instagram, it's been going on the last few years now. I got to 1.7 on there. It's down to 1.5 on that. Like, it's a very real issue. And I can't stress enough, like, this is the damaging effects on this that it has on your business, your brand, mentally. How motivated? I just keep going. They're not going to break me. But like, it's being met. They've cost me, this has cost me millions of dollars. I don't like, this is a very real thing with it. So it's being done to destroy me mentally and financially with it. But Twitter, we created a new account. It's already getting new, better impressions than my account with just under 1.4 million followers with it. So this is, we're going to just keep it going. I've got the other, I have cases still open that they closed 10 more cases this past week. I've got issues going on YouTube. YouTube just closed a thing that they've been keeping open because I had to bring up legal matters into it, that like, you guys are leaving me really very little choice on the stuff going on with what you're doing, that I have to pass this on to my attorney, in which then YouTube goes, oh, we can't talk to you anymore. This has to be handled by our legal department. I go, great. I'll see you guys in person. I'm coming down. I'm letting these companies know I'm coming down. I will get seen one way or another. And I promise you, somebody's going to recognize me that works there, and somebody's going to be able to get me with an executive where I'm going to be able to sit down and have a conversation. It's going to happen. And I've got everything saved. The attorney has everything from the years of all this BS. But the more I can continue, you guys can hear it from me all day long with this. But I just can't. I'm dealing with a multi-billion dollar corporation, an evil corporation, WWE, that wanted my social media. That is all the proof that you need that they are connected to this. You know what they're aware of. They're partners with all these companies. So, and it doesn't allow me to live my life. It makes me, I have to work 1,000 times harder than I even should, by the way, just to get a result of 1/1,000,000th of what they should be. But it's being done because it was done. They would think I would crumble and fall and disappear. And they know my health situation. They didn't think I was ever going to be able to wrestle again. So this was their way of destroying me forever. If I would have killed myself, they would have been thrilled. This is why this is so personal with this. And I'm going to bend them over and I'm going to have my way with them. I swear to God. I swear to God on my life. Everything that I stand for, I am going to bend them over and have my way with them. I promise you. It's inevitable. I've always been protected, and they chose the wrong one, and they want to make an example out of me. The truth is going to win, and it's going to come back and bite them really hard. But the more I can prove to you guys, I don't care if only some of you are only able to see what I'm able to prove. You know that I'm telling the truth and what I'm fighting for. And you can see when I go from getting hundreds of millions of views on one platform and go down to getting not even 1,000, you can clearly see something is going on with it. Let's get going though. But you can, that's what's going on Twitter at Real Ryback. Please follow me, guys. We got to get this. Even if I'm still sharing the post on my regular Twitter at Ryback, but at Real Ryback. And eventually I'll get that verified. If I see everything's going to be all right, I'll gladly pay Eon and get that verified. And because the problem, and let's just to touch on this, because, and I have no ill will or hostility or bad feeling towards Elon. I don't think he could see anything from the Ryback account. He's talked about the coding that the old regime was using. They are able to shadow ban and suppress accounts with all this different coding that they are not able to universally fix yet. They cannot fix the algorithm that's going to fix everybody. And he talked about this previously. It's a very complicated matter. So that's another thing that figured into this. I go, well, just in case that this can never get fixed for whatever, like that maybe this account can get his attention. And it, like, all I got to do is just, if I can get that one platform fixed, it will provide a massive difference for me in everything that I'm doing. And that's where I want you guys to, like, everything I do. So like Instagram, I'm shadow banned on there right now. Again, this is a, they've already said I'm shadow banned on there right now. My supplement company shadow banned on there right now. My supplement company's done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. They have no, they've nothing to warrant any of this. But when I do these lives, you know, I've got 19 people on the live in here. I should have thousands of people on the lives, which TikTok, when it's going well, I can get 50 to 100,000 people in here in a live. The more people that are able to watch on a live, though, from every platform, the more people that know that you're doing things, the more your subscribers, the more people will go and follow on the audio version. Your numbers just increase with this. Now take into effect, I've got it advertised with my business with these companies. I have to give them money and trust them to promote my stuff when they're already doing this to my accounts, because this stuff comes from this account. Do you see how corrupt and not right this is? And so I can't trust them with everything with it, because it's not there. So, and when you can't tell me, like the companies, YouTube and TikTok, when you won't tell me why you're doing what you're doing, you know, there's a problem. If you're going to suspend me from the Creator Fund, tell me the post when you have we're having a conversation and I ask, can you please tell me specifically why you're doing this and what? And they go, no, we can't. That's as shady as it gets. If I was this terroristic figure or something, like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. So this is why I'm so passionate and angry about this, because it's wasting my time and energy. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. I cannot do that, but I can shell shock you out of Rybackville. Thank you. You guys don't also have to say no spamming, guys. It's not going to help. I just block them and all their posts get deleted. So don't worry about it. Hello, hello. Good to see you guys. Yeah, Grim Reaper, I'm only running that poll. That's I put another Feed Me More Nutrition poll up. One, they're always designed to promote my supplements. If you've ever looked, they all have a code attached to them for a discount that I'm doing with it, which is why I add retire in there, because more people, the people that want to just troll or don't like, they are more likely to then engage with that poll. Because then typically this is what the dirt sheets, and I've called them out on this, and I think they finally realized what I was doing. And so they don't promote it as much because they know they're getting me free attention. Is when they would put it on the dirt sheets that I'm running another poll on, what company am I going to go to or retire? Then people click on it through that, and then I'd get a lot of traffic on those polls with it. So that's why I put those on there with all of them. You know, I could easily just put the promotions. They're not going to get as many votes. I want the votes to, one, I want to raise awareness for the new account and for the promotion for the supplement line with that. So, like, I could care less what anyone, it doesn't matter if it was 100% AEW, 100% WWE, I could care less. It has zero impact on, and that's not another teaser, has zero bearing on any decisions or things that I'm going to do. It's just going to simply get my new account in front of more people. And I go, oh, I've also got this promotion that I want to plug, and it will hopefully start getting really good impressions on there. Sweet Sugar Sugaru in the house, super chat. Lesnar, Strowman, Sheamus, McIntyre, and Lashley versus Ryback, Hornswoggle, Dominic, Mysterio, James Ellsworth, and Nunzio. Well, which team wins? LOL. I want nothing to do with this match long term, Tyler. So I'm going to leave them out there alone with the monsters. The match is going to start off with me and Sheamus. I'm going to be doing like a little pep talk to the guys, the little guys on the outside, like just kind of get them all fired up. And I'm going to turn right around, eat a bro kick, 1, 2, 3, make my way to the back, go straight to catering and watch it on a monitor in there. I'm out. I'm not going to try to make that work, Tyler. I'm leaving them high and dry to just get slaughtered out there. And I'm purposely going to eat that bro kick and feed right in for it. Face up, no hands. Get me out of here. Horrible position to even put me in, Tyler, but it seems like it's that's par for the course here lately. Sophie's teeth grinding has calmed down a lot. Thank you. She's still doing it slightly, but it's gone down a lot. So we're just keeping an eye on it. I don't want to get her put under to go get her teeth cleaned because they said her teeth look good, but then I don't know what. I'm just very, she's been, anytime with Frenchies, you get them, they have to get put under, it's risky. And she's had to do it 8 times with her surgeries for her back and neck. And I have no choice on that. This one I do have a choice on. And so we're waiting. And like I said, it's now been probably a few weeks and it's gotten significantly better the last like 10 days. So she's not doing it at night. She'll do it just here and there, just randomly, but it's nowhere near, like it's not as constant. So it's that, which is a good sign with it. So I don't know what it could be triggering it. And we're just kind of the GI medicine track they gave her. Like, they didn't seem to, I don't know if it was involved with that because her stomach, if it maybe just took like a few days past the medication to start calming down, but it's definitely a lot better. What I might do is start putting a little bit of that pumpkin, the pumpkin, canned pumpkin in her food. We've always given that to them whenever their stomachs are bad. And they get better like right away. So I might just give her that for like a week, a little bit with her food and see if anything, if there's anything else internal going on and go from there. But she's doing well with it. She just got back, took them to the park, took them on their walk. And once again, there were a lot of people at the park today. That park, everyone's aware that there's a brand new nice park up here. And there was, again, a woman with multiple kids and multiple dogs. And I'm stereotyping a bit. She looked like a drug addict and probably an alcoholic without a leash on her dogs and just walking around the whole park. And multiple people had to like alter the way they were walking. And their dogs look, I love dogs. It's not their fault. But I had to alter the route that I took Sophie and little guy on to stay away from them. And I'm just blown away with people. Like, it's like, I don't know where they're coming from or where they think like you could just take your dogs without leashes, like I've said, and walk around when there's signs all over the park and there's other people. It's not like nobody's there. If nobody's around, I understand wanting to let your dogs roam around a little bit, but like the moment you see somebody, it should be, your instinct should be to get your dog and to get them on a leash with it. And I take my dogs. I want to let little guy go run. He loves running. I want to let him just go run. Nobody's around. But unless I take him to a ball field or something and where I can have it fenced in, and, you know, I don't chance it. Because if he sees a dog, he goes running, he runs far away, and another dog comes around a corner, you know, or he runs and goes into a street, and I'm not able to, like, I just don't even chance it. But I like just the fact that it's just inconsiderate not to think about other people. And that's what bothers me the most. I actually, too, and this happened at Starbucks today, and it was really busy. The line, I have the dogs in the car, so I had to run in, and I could see them from the car, leave the car running, and I could see them parked right out front the whole time, and I just ordered my large black coffee, and it was busy. Sometimes they can make it right away and just pour it for me and give it to me. Sometimes you gotta wait, and I had to wait a few minutes today, and a person, heavy set person, waddled in to the register, and she didn't like the way they made her drink, which conveniently wasn't with her, by the way. She drank all of it, no doubt. And she was complaining how she paid all this money for this drink. And then she started to the nice young girl at the register, who's very sweet, who just took my order. The lady starts getting really loud in the store filled with people. And talking very loud and being very disrespectful and saying things to the girl that had nothing to do with anything. And so I just turned and I just looked over and I made sure that we locked eyes. And I said loud enough for the whole store to hear, I go, why don't you just shut the F up? And I said the whole word, in which the people like laughed and smiled in agreement. And the woman and I just say something. She shut up. She got her refund and she got out. And if I'm ever around and I see something going on, like if I'm in a Walgreens and I ever see like the videos of people stealing, I'm gonna get involved. I'm not gonna tolerate it. I don't care. And I'm not going to do anything to get myself, but I'm going to shut down the situation and I'll control them and hold them on the ground until police get there. And people need to do this more often when people do stuff, because I'm sick and tired of it, of just the hate and the disrespect of like, of people. And like, it's like, go in. If you didn't like your drink and it was wrong, mistakes happen. We all have bad days, but like, come in, bring your drink. Don't try to get a free drink. And like, you know what I mean? We're not like, don't be a piece of crap. And the woman, and like, don't like, or if you drank your whole drink and you're going to come get your money back because you're poor, because you have a poor mindset and you've made bad decisions your whole life, right? Or bad luck, whatever you want to blame it on with it. And you're going to go get your free $8 drink that I promise you shouldn't be drinking anyways with your Oswald Cobblepot body that you waddled in with. Get out of here. I'm just sick of it. Like, it's just not needed. And that's that. We're going to go ahead, TikTok streams. Join me over here on Ryback TV on the live. I'm going to go ahead. Give me 1 second. I got to get on my... I don't know why it won't let me shut the live off. There we go. Sorry for everybody. I wanted to get off that live on that because of what I just said. They could be sometimes on those lives. Keep everything in good order. And they'll be more likely to come over to YouTube right now. Hello. Let's go ahead, Dave. This is what I'm going to do. Dave 25 Entertainment says no company wants you. Dave, I know for a fact that that's not true. I'm not going to say too much on the situation, but I do invite you in to come in, Dave 25 Entertainment. Click on this link right here and come on in. Let's have a conversation on the Ryback Show. I like to just conversate and communicate with some of you when sometimes, you know, you put things out there like that that are not true. Dave 25 Entertainment. Can we get you to join in? Yeah, Dave doesn't have the guts. Dave's a coward, everybody. Everybody point and laugh at Dave. Thank you very much. Says you're a great person, Ryback. We need more like you. I work in law enforcement in New York, and it's disgusting what's going on. Thank you very much for everything you do. I am a big backer and believer in cops and people that choose to serve and help protect. And people do not understand that what happens when we take away cops and people that are in those positions, that the bad people, and there are a lot of evil bad people out there, far more than a lot of people want to even probably want to know about. And all out chaos breaks out and ensues. And yeah, there's good and bad in everything in the world. But without cops, things are not good. And I hate it when I just see disrespect in people. And I don't care what race you are, ethnicity, anything. But people, like, yeah, things happen. People, that does not group and stereotype everybody into one category with that. And two, and I'm going to say this, and there's people, I've been pulled over, and I've had a great driving record. I've been pulled over though before. You know what? I've never been shot. I've never been handled without care. You know why? Because I follow orders also. I don't take off running. I don't talk back in that. And you just have a basic level of common sense and understanding of a situation and go, yeah, this guy was holding a gun in a position of power. I think I'm just going to talk normal to them. And, you know, and guess what? I've only had like 2 tickets my entire life with that on that. And I've gotten out of the rest just by being a nice person. Yeah. They being me too has helped at different situations, but other ones didn't know. And just for being nice and just let you go. Like, it's not to say that bad things don't happen in the situations they do, but it's, I just hate, man, like two just disrespectful people too, like that don't need to be in the moment too. The woman, she got loud. Now she's making it. She's not just having a conversation with her at the register that none of us, she's screaming. So now you're putting everybody into the situation. And yeah, it felt good though to defuse that one really quickly. All right, we've got Dave. It looks like I'm going to go ahead. The other guys are not supposed to be joining in. Let me kick off. Hello.
Theo, do you know who I am? I'm a celebrity. Dave25 on YouTube. I have over 1,000 subscribers, over 250,000 views. Your shirt was $5 at Savers today. No one cares. You've been injured for how many years? And EW does not want you.
Do you have a photo, Dave?
I do.
Get your video. Put your face on here. Let's have a conversation.
I'm talking to you. I'm here. I have better audio than you do.
That's great. I am happy that you have great audio. I'm pretty sure you can hear mine as well.
Not as clear. I'm a celebrity.
What's your channel?
Dave25, youtube.com/Dave25. Right now I have a fraudulent copyright strike on my channel from someone who's triggered.
Actually, I'm shocked at that. How old are you, Dave?
25. Is that... Not like 37, 38, washed up, whatever it is.
Wait, do you think you're going to make it to 37, 38 yourself?
Yeah. Not taking your supplements.
Yeah, you're losing out not doing that. I wouldn't bet you're
I already have testosterone. I don't need your supplements.
Oh, well, that's good. Where are you from? Are you from back east, New York?
Rhode Island.
Yeah, I figured. The biggest pieces of shit are usually back
New there. York.
No doubt. So what did you see at Savers for me, Dave?
A $5 Ryback t-shirt used.
How many
trash.
How many Dave 25 t-shirts do they have there?
Millions.
Zero. Because
millions. They're not on sale yet.
Yeah. You sell them yourself? Do you have your own merch company?
Well, when I'm signed with Sirius XM, that's when.
What's your show about? Wrestling?
Drama and wrestling.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a lot of drama in your life.
Oh, yeah. This will be up.
The what?
This will be up on there.
Oh, that's good.
So triggering Ryback.
Brother, I get more views out of this. I have a great time talking to people like you like this. You don't put you can't even bring a video of yourself on here because you're ashamed to be seen. That lets everybody
because
know
I'm ashamed. I'm a celebrity, dude. You haven't seen my shit. I have a wife. I'm engaged. Are you? You're talking to porn stars. Yeah, I've had an OnlyFans chick before, but come on, dude.
What does that even mean?
You mess around with whores.
I talk to good human beings. I'm friends with them. Do you have something against human beings?
Yes.
Why are you so insecure, jealous? Did you want to be a pro wrestler growing up and you weren't physically able to do it?
I actually have trained. I have trained.
Oh, got a trainer in the house. Well, you clearly didn't make it.
Okay.
You never wrestled for a big promotion, so clearly.
Do I want to? Do I want to, though?
I mean, being a big-time celebrity on Sirius XM, you don't really need to, right? With your thousands of listeners.
It's on YouTube. YouTube.com/Dave25.
Yeah. Brother, you can plug it out of line. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But what happened with your training career? Why'd you
do that? The guy's actually dead who trained me. Nick Steele or something.
But his death was so traumatic to you that you just didn't want to continue on?
No, I just didn't want to, get hurt by someone like you.
Yeah, considering, can you name all the people that have actually hurt, that have ended their
career? CM Punk.
Is his career over? Do you know that I actually hurt him?
Yes.
But how do you actually know? Were you there?
Yes.
You're actually caught up in, by the way, you're caught up on something which happened or didn't happen. How many years ago? Almost
like 2014 or something.
Yeah, 9 years ago. So you are still caught up on that.
Have yeah, I was actually
just moving on and listening to other shows that you get enjoyment out of, or what? Like, what are you going to do, Dave 25, when I come back? What are you going to change your argument to when I come back?
The thing is, you're not going to come back. If I was Tony Khan, I wouldn't want to sign someone like you. If I was WWE, why am I? I'm going to sign you. You're going to be no better than Karrion Kross. Are you?
We'll see. Yeah, right? We'll see. I think we can, if you just go by history alone, we let the numbers speak for themselves. Would you be aware of? No, you wouldn't. So the fact, or how many other people are you going trying to talk to? The fact that you're even trying to come on.
It's Russo. Talk, I'm going to give him $100 to talk to him.
What's that?
I'm going to give Vince Russo $100 to do an interview with him.
Give him $500.
$500 free. You're talking to a celebrity here.
A celebrity that you can't, that after you're talking $100 is difficult for you. That's your OnlyFans money for the month for the women that you beat it to that won't give you any attention in real life.
No, they do. More than you. You have enough.
So you're porn stars. You're admitting to cheating on your
No, I'm engaged currently to Gabby21 on YouTube. YouTube.com/@Gabby21.
How's she doing? Is she of age?
Yes, she's 22.
Barely making it there with you. Back East guys are pieces of shit. Were you born and raised there? You had to have been, right?
What?
Be born in New York? I just picture your little baby being born right on the street and right by Madison Square Garden in the filth.
I live on the East Coast, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, around that area.
Well, that's good. So get back. Hold on. I want to know more about your pro wrestling career. What caused you to stop training? At what age were you when you started?
A couple of years ago.
So
I don't know, like 2018?
20
or something.
In the schools back east there in Rhode Island?
2019. Top Rope Promotions.
And so how many weeks did you train for, would you say?
One day.
So okay, this is you, brother. I don't realize you helped.
I could have continued. I didn't want to.
Brother, you could have continued, but you quit.
Instead, I went to college.
How many days? So you're like, you go, oh, 2018. I'm gonna either go to wrestling school or college. That was the. Then you went.
I'm like, I'd rather talk about wrestling than fucking get hurt by someone like you.
Rather than put in the effort and have the heart and the courage and to put yourself out there, you probably got a little deal, and you don't want to put on a pair of tights or trunks. You know this or not, you could like just wear a skirt or wear some pants or something to cover that up for yourself and go out there, and you're afraid of people judging you and critiquing you and criticizing you because you don't have what it takes to actually put forth
the I could take you one-on-one in a wrestling match any day of the week, but then I would probably get a career-ending injury.
Oh, I promise you, you would. I promise you, you would, because I've got a huge list of guys and careers that I've ended.
CM Punk,
his career. I mean, technically, you could say it's never been the same since he wrestled me and then went to the UFC and then that the
exactly
got to witness. But I don't think I could take credit for that.
But do you think WWE would even want you or AEW? Honestly,
are you aware of any conversations that I've had or anything going on, or do you just
no? I'm just saying, like, I can't see you even taking on Karrion Kross present day.
I will be the biggest star in wrestling when I get back. How about that?
But how many years have you been out? Like over 3 years.
That doesn't even matter how long you've been out. It has nothing to do with anything.
You're basically retired.
We could argue. So you could say that all day long. I've literally overcome the impossible. I know what I got to do to get back and what I have to do.
I'm sure Top Rope Promotions will sign you. Or big time wrestling. Yeah. But
names like you coming from, no doubt they probably could chalk up a few dollars and get me in. Why are you so held up on the CM Punk stuff? You brought that up multiple times. Clearly you're a big Phil fan.
I'm a fan of him.
You are. Have you ever heard like Cody and Jericho talk about the locker room leader story with Booker T throwing trash and all that?
No.
Oh, you should go listen to it. It's really good. It'll make you look really fondly of him. Are you aware of the CM Punk situation too? Do you, cause you clearly know about it. The whole table spot, right?
Yeah, probably. Were you injured him?
No, does that really bother you?
I mean, you are not safe in the ring from what I hear.
From what you hear, but yeah, do you think the company would continue to put me in there with all the top guys? Do you think guys like Big Show, Kane, Mark Henry would let me pick them up time and time again if I was reckless and dangerous? Don't you think at some point in time, if I was, what is going on? Don't you think that somebody would have checked me and put me in my place, or I would have been released or sent down to developmental, like Mark Henry was sent down to developmental to go work on things during his career. They clearly would have done. Don't you think something would have happened? And don't you think that during my time there, all this stuff would have been coming out while I was there, not years after I'm gone? Don't you find that just slightly suspicious, Dave 25?
Or did you just get your karma? That's why you've been injured for how long?
No, not at all. You know, everyone's life is different on why things happen. And I've actually turned in my biggest injuries into the biggest positives of my life. With it, things happen. That's life. Everyone's story is different.
Then why can't you just pick up the phone and call CM Punk right now and talk to him and prove that you and him are not beefing?
Why would I pick up the phone and call Phil?
Because everyone thinks that you guys are not good. Then have him on your show and then we'll know.
I don't want Phil on my show.
Well, he definitely thinks that you injured him and that you're not safe in the ring.
No, last I've heard him talk about it was probably 10 years ago. I hear you still talking about it, though.
Everyone still talk about it.
Everyone. That's a good thing when people are still talking about you. Is that your fiance?
Yes, it is, actually.
Or your pizza delivery?
No, my fiance.
Have you gotten out of bed yet today? Are you still?
Yeah, I have, unlike yourself.
Yeah, because I've done nothing all day.
You're in your office.
Yeah, because I'm not afraid to show myself, unlike you. Oh, I'm a big-time celebrity. I can't show my face. Dave, though, I appreciate the time with everything. I hope
like, comment, well. Subscribe, Dave25.
Yeah, everyone go check out Dave and get an idea of what he looks like. Hold on, I got a kid from the studio. All right. Dave is gone. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dave is a child also. I'm looking to see. So all the times that I've done of talking to people on this show, there's only been one other time. There was a guy that it was from New York as well. He was really bad. I couldn't even get a word off. He was just screaming. And at least Dave, though, let me speak with that. But New York's finest. Anytime, though, anybody won't show an image of themselves, they're afraid to actually, like, just have a conversation and be seen. And so Dave lives a very mild life in the physical world, I have a feeling. And he survived one day of wrestling training, which he probably quit within the first hour, would be my guess. And this is why, and what I actually put on Twitter yesterday with people like Dave, a lot of the fans that the negative marks that are hateful, they hate all the guys that are and women that are able to do it because we have the passion, the desire, and the work ethic to do it. And they don't, and so they hate, and they're insecure about it. And it's their own insecure, jealous feelings that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Hello, hello. Dave like CM Punk, though, so good for Dave. Dave's thinking of a clever thing to type in the comments, too. Super chat. What Dave doesn't realize, Dave thinks that he is getting over on me by like plugging his show. Like, I hope he has a ton of listeners because it will only help me. So, Dave, thank you. Please share that whole audio clip and get me more traffic. Success over happiness. Thank you for the super chat. Any advice on defeating man-child tendencies for good? Like holding myself more accountable with my workouts and excelling further financially? You are the realest and most genuine wrestler out there. Thank you very much. So this comes down. So there's nothing that anyone else can do to motivate you to do stuff other than you. And so like life is about trying. And I have that written on one of my boards out in my gym. I always like to just look at it when I'm out there. Life is about trying. And so you have to figure out and you have to find a way to create a motivation in you of things that you want. You have to find out what motivates you and you got to literally wake up hungry and with a purpose. That it's not easy in life. And we live in a world of like where money is oxygen. You know, it would be great if we had the choice to like, really like we need money to live and to survive and to take care of the things we love and to have, and for the basic necessities, like, there's like nothing is guaranteed. We are born into the world as we currently know it. And the system is the way that it is with that. And so you have to figure out in like who you are and what you want with that. And you got to do it. And like, you got to make, and this comes down to like, you know, the mode, like the, to train, like, and this is why I talk about energy. Life is energy. Food is energy. So we have to fix ourselves at the, at our core. Like if, so if we have insufficient energy or we're tired all the time, or we don't have the energy to do things, we've got to fix that problem first. And then once we have energy and we're making better decisions, we're getting to sleep at a good hour. We're getting 7 to 8 hours sleep, or at least six to eight hours of sleep. We're doing the things that we can control to make sure that from morning, from bell to bell, morning to night, the bell to bell, that we have very good energy. We're not tired. We're not slacking. And in that, now we just have to coordinate and plan what's important to us and what we got to do for our day-to-day lives to that we enjoy and that are going to help work us towards our goals on whatever those are. So that's what you need to figure out. Like, what are you training for? Is it to be healthy? Is it to feel better? You know, if this is stuff, you know, I want to constantly look and feel my best because I want to be back on TV. I want to be back wrestling. I want to be doing the things that I did. So but even if I wasn't, I want to be healthy and I want to look good. I want to feel good. And I want to be attractive. And so I'm going to make those same decisions because that means I have that meaning defined for me. And I have since I was a very young age. You just got to kind of figure out what that is in the talk, as far as like it talking, calling it man child tendencies. It's like you've got to just create an urgency for yourself that you got to change and you got to start doing these things. And life is about trying. And if you don't try, nothing's going to change. But if you start trying and implementing, and you know, and again, financially, there's so many variables into that. Like it's creating more energy for yourself, fixing yourself at the core, making sure all your basic necessities are being met with that, and then pinpointing what you want. How do you want your financial, you know, you want to make more money? Well, what do you do currently? What are some of the options that you could do to make more money? You know, what are you good at with that? Or is there room to be moved up within your job? Are you doing everything within your organization, within your job to be promoted, right? With it, if you're not in a job you like, what are jobs you do like? What do you need? Do you need to go to school while you're also working? These are things that need to be asked and written down and kind of, once you understand this stuff, it's very easy. It's just a matter of doing it with it. But oftentimes people don't even know where to start because like I said, there's so many things going wrong. You don't know. That's why I say you got to fix yourself at the core. And then you got to be eating properly. You got to be sleeping properly with that, and making sure you're not doing anything, drinking too much or drugs or things that are hindering you. And then when you have energy, now you got to just point that energy towards the things that you want. Yeah, Dave 25, no doubt, is making post right now saying he just punked out Ryback. Dave honestly just wanted me to call CM Punk right now. Like, I have CM Punk's number for just to, hey, Phil, big guy Ryback. Yeah, I'm here talking with Dave 25. He doesn't have a profile picture. He's afraid to be seen. But he said I wouldn't call you. And so I just wanted to call you. And yeah, what's the deal? What's going on? Like, Dave was hoping to hear Phil's voice. That was his whole sole reasoning for bringing it up. It was like, maybe he'll really call. He thought the Triple H call was real the other day. So he was hoping I'd call Punk next. But I think it's good. I like occasionally bringing somebody on. I think it's good to be able to, just because I think it shows, I don't know what's going to happen with that, and just to be able to act and react and let's see how it goes. But it's usually the New Yorkers that are the worst in my experience. And that's not saying everyone in New York is bad. It's just, that's what I've seen. Sweet Sugar Sugaru, Ryback, you're the best. Dude really sold, said he could take you one-on-one. Ha, ha, ha. Why do some people always have to run their mouths? Jeez, it's just in his blood, his DNA. He's from New York. That's all they do. They live amongst trash and filth and think they live in the greatest place in the world. It's like, make it make sense. But people can say anything online. I'm pretty sure Dave 25 does not want to wrestle or fight me, because he clearly said he was worried about his career being ended. So I think that alone would keep him from wanting that one-on-one matchup. You guys, we're not talking. I'm going to have to ban you from the studio, brother. Don't be coming in if I don't invite you in. All right, let's get back to these questions. I saw something with the Goldberg Rihanna stuff. I didn't see it specifically, so I wouldn't comment on it. Did I just miss another super chat? Sorry. Is 6 hours sleep success over happiness? You're very welcome, buddy. You're training for boxing and just keep yourself in shape. Yeah, then that's good to know that that's what you're doing. And man, just put in the work that you need to do to be successful at that. If that's what you, if you're genuinely, like, I don't know if you're just training just for fun with it, or if you genuinely want to try to have a boxing career, is take advantage of every day of good health that you have and put in that effort. And that's the only way you'll give yourself a chance to be successful. And, you know, it takes whatever we do. It takes a lot of work and thought. And the main thing is enjoy. You want to enjoy what you do. And if you truly, genuinely enjoy boxing, it will be effortless. And not to say that it's not going to be difficult, but like the things, that's why too, like when I say like getting your diet in order and consuming the right foods, the better your energy is, that energy transfers over to boxing. Your workouts aren't as hard. The things you actually will get frustrated. I get frustrated sometimes, like because I've gotten myself in a certain level of shape with that. Like you want to like get like where you're almost frustrated with, because you're doing so many good things for yourself with it. Like, and you just want more and more and more. Like I get frustrated because like I can do, my cardio is so high right now from in this that, but like I want more, and I get angry that I can't even do more right away with it. And I'm so far past what I already was, but like, that's what you want your problems to be with that, where you're sparring 12 rounds or doing the mitts for 12, 3 minute rounds. And you've got all the energy in the world with it. And they're mad at you that you're not putting, they don't think that you're not tiring yourself out enough. Like those are the problems you want to have, and you can have, if you do everything right and make good choices, and you know. But I wish you the best of luck in all of it, and just pick the things that you enjoy, and it makes things a lot easier in life. I think Rodgers got a couple years left him. If you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, absolutely. And I've heard rumors of possibly the Jets, the Raiders, possibly staying in Green Bay. I think wherever he lands, man, it's a good thing. I see the hate that sports players get. It's just like wrestling. It's everything. I'm going to we're going to touch on the Aaron Rodgers thing. I saw a post today, TikTok. It popped up around my thing. It was Snoop Dogg telling a story. He was doing a podcast that he was in his studio. Or in his trailer, sorry. And Michael Jackson was in a trailer right next to him, however many ever years ago this was. And Snoop was smoking. And he said, Michael, and I guess they could probably see the windows, or the windows were open. I'd imagine the windows are open if he's smoking. And who knows, hotboxing. But he said he saw Michael. And Snoop like said he's smoking. He asked Michael Jackson if he wanted to hit. And Snoop just said, Michael said, no, thanks. And it was just a really funny thing. And I just went to go comment just my little smiley laughing emojis on it. It was hilarious. And right away on the comments were all the people that, man, Snoop Dogg be capping, yo. Man, Snoop lying. Man, Snoop just making a living out of lying, yo. Everyone just like bashing Snoop. And I'm like, for a story that sounds very legit, by the way. Like how nothing sounded made up about it whatsoever. But I was like, it's just amazing the hate that exists in every area, no matter, because you're dealing with the weakest, poorest mindsets on the planet that now have access to everybody. And they're just, you can never make sense of their brains and how they process things with it. But like the sports teams and players, like go like the Packers fans that I see, there's people that love him and adore him. And those are the great ones, when they're respectful of all the years of the service, got him a Super Bowl. Very hard to do, by the way. Don't know if you guys know that. I don't care if he's only won one Super Bowl. That is extremely difficult to do, and most players don't do it. Okay, so and he could definitely win another one with that, and he also has played during the era of all these some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, with probably the ending of Elway's career, Manning, Brady, these guys, Eli, other Super Bowl winners. Like it's like the quarterback lineup that is going to go down and look be looked at very fondly forever during that period, and until it's AI robots playing football and us humans are just watching them as the slaves. But I just see like the people, oh, get them out of Green Bay, blah, blah. I'm like, God, you guys, man, people are just like no loyalty or being grateful or like, it's just, it's wild. And so I enjoy him, man. I love him. I love Brady, their personalities. He sounds like a genuine guy. And, but he just got, the hate is everywhere with it, no matter what we do. And it's like I said, though, that's a reflection, though. I really psychologically think that, like, sports fans and wrestling fans, though, the ones that are the biggest haters and critiquers are the ones that could never do it and wanted to do it but couldn't. So they hate those of us that could or that have done or do whatever we do in our particular sport or field and entertainment. I promise you it's connected in some way, shape, or form from that hatred because it's coming from within them. It's like Dave 25 wanted to be a wrestler. Let's make this clear. He would not have gone to wrestling school if he didn't want to be a wrestler. You just don't go. Dave 25 couldn't cut it as a wrestler, failed, and now he forever has this negative, bitter feeling and hatred towards pro wrestlers overall. Or Dave like wanted me to desperately win the WWE championship and probably when he was younger had the cardboard cutout and posters of me and action figures and I let him down by being a physical actor and not winning the championship. And so now Dave is forever as just hates my guts but listens to my show. Hello, hello. Good to see you guys. Thank you, thank you. Throw a shell shock in there out of Rybackville. So Strickland says, I just don't like how the media would always say he's the best when Brady is goated. So again, though, how does that has no bearing on Aaron himself, what other people are talking about. All he's doing, and he goes out and puts out, and they could be talking about regular season numbers. They're not talking about Super Bowl wins. I love Brady. I think they're all great. I think they're all great in different ways with it. And they're all like, but it's a team sport. It's not always just them. But quarterbacks tend to always get the most love and the most hate with it because the focal point is they're controlling the offense. But guess what, guys? There's a defensive part to the game element in that as well. There's so many different things that go in that it doesn't matter how talented you are. There's so many pieces that have to come together. That's why winning Super Bowls are very difficult. How many guys though have Super Bowls that as far as from the are second or third string that don't even play a snap all season. And they have Super Bowl rings. And some of them have multiple with that because they're at the right place, the right time. But they're still contributing and practice and doing different things. And so it's a little bit like, it's very difficult to win a Super Bowl with it. But like that's no reason just because the media talks about him being the GOAT. Like, the media is just individual peoples that write what their opinions are most of the time because they're not writing factual pieces unless you're a specific reporter. And there are some of them still out there that just report on the facts. That's all that the media. Otherwise, it's just people trying to express their opinion and cover it up is journalism. And that's the majority of what we're getting. They're just trying to get famous off of other people in any way possible. That's all that is, the majority of today's media. But that has no bearing on him and what he's doing. And like, that's another thing too. A lot of people get mad at the people. That's like if people get mad if Dirt Sheets or somebody do an article or a thing on me that like they something I say and, or they take it out of context from this show and they do a news piece on. And then people, Ryback's just looking for it. Like, no, I'm just living my life doing my show. These people are the ones that are taking the stuff with it. But it takes just common sense and understanding of knowing that you don't get mad at the individual. Maybe get mad at the people doing it if you don't, you know? Good to see you guys. Yeah, I've always liked the Packers as well. I think they're going to will be interesting to see how they do with a different quarterback. It's Jordan Love, right? With that would be their starter, who's been behind Rodgers for a while here. Hello, hello. Hello from Turkey. Good to see you guys. Super chat to appreciate it and brought up on the screen. Otherwise, I just scroll through and I get to the comments as I see them. Yeah, we've talked about the Cody Roman feud a lot on here. There's clips on the Ryback TV, Ryback show here, guys. Check out those clips for more on that. No, I will be, Tony, I will be at WrestleCon for WrestleMania weekend. I'll be in L.A., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I actually got to put that information on the description. I'm going to do that today. Thank you for reminding me. And we're promoting it, and I'll be out there the Friday from 9 to 5 at the WrestleCon convention, where everyone there doing pictures and autographs. And then Saturday from 9 to 2 p.m. and Sunday from 9 to 2. So I'll be out there all 3 days, and look forward to seeing all of you guys. If you're out there and, you can't get a picture and autograph, you're more than welcome to come over and say hello on that. That's not a requirement to say hello or anything by any means. So Boogeyman, I believe, is going to be out there with me. And it'll be good to see Marty. Haven't seen him in years. And it'll be a good time. I haven't done a WrestleCon since New Orleans in 2018. Return of Raw after Mania confirmed. It is no. Just going out there. I will say I have made significant progress even further with my shoulder, and I'm very happy with where everything is currently sitting at. But it's I'm waiting for my trademark documentation, and once I get that, a phone call will be made, and we'll go from there. And I got to go get cleared for my shoulder, which I got to make sure I want to be as good as I possibly can when I go to get that done. And I don't foresee any issues, anything, because I could do everything. I'll be able to pass any test. And I got to get this. There's a little more of the scar tissue that I've been working on for like the past like couple years, all in my trap. I've got it down, broken down smaller and smaller. The area that it's holding on to is so small compared to what it was 2 years ago, even a year ago. It's my therapist. I just saw my shoulder therapist yesterday. She was able to take my right arm and put it fully behind my back. And it's still a little tight in a couple spots, but I couldn't even get my arm even remotely close since all this has happened. And I lost that mobility because there was so much scar tissue. And we literally get my arm all the way behind my back comfortably. And she was working. I just go, this is amazing where we're at right now. Like And I just knew you just go one day at a time, 1 week at a time. And you have to eat a lot of shit. And I've had to hear a lot of BS from people like Dave. Like, you know, that's the difference between like a guy like Dave and me. Like, say Dave's right on everything, whatever. Just say he's completely right. It doesn't stop. All I got to do, I'm in shape. I'm me. I've got a brand. I've done it. I've done it at the highest level already. I've worked with all the best people in the world. I've main evented shows for a couple years off and on. And even outside of that, always worked on the upper part of the card with that, with all the guys in the Hall of Fame, former champions. I've proven time and time again over any situation I could handle it with that. And I've kept myself in shape. I'm doing the work. I've kept myself cardiovascular wise in even better shape with that. Nobody could stop me from, I now own everything. I start doing my wrestling training. I'm already in shape. I just do my wrestling training on the down low. I get everything back. That will not take very much time. I make the phone call I need to take after I get my shoulder clearance. I have my documentation. And hey, say Dave's right. Say nobody wants, say, you know what? Say everything, nobody wants anything to do with me. We're going to believe everything. Even though it's lies, we're going to believe everything. Okay, I'll just go do what I need to do. I'll make more money doing independence. Show people, hey, I'm better than ever. Everything will take care of itself. There's no way to stop me. Nobody, because I know what I got to do. I know the work I got to do. I know where I'm at. I know how good I am. which Dave, and that bothers people like Dave, but they think like that's going to stop. Like you're going to stop. You don't think I'm going to be afraid? You think after everything I've been through with WWE and all this stuff, and physically, of mentally and physically, what that would do to a person? You think I'm going to get myself all the way back to this point just to let somebody like Dave be like, yeah, blah, 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 you're not going to do it? Yes, I am. I don't care if I was the most hated guy in all of wrestling. I don't give a shit. Nobody's going to stop me from doing what I love, to stop me from succeeding with it. And I know it's all not true. But people like Dave believe that stuff, and they think though that they're going to stop and that they're somehow going to scare people like me, the hungry, from going on and living their lives and doing what they love. Like, no. The difference between you and me, Dave, is I know how to physically go out there and do it. I'm mentally superior to people like you, that weak, pathetic New York piece of shit mindset. Weak little New Yorker, little filth. Madison Square Garden, just little trash baby is what you are, Dave. You and Paul Heyman in your whitey tighties, just with eating your fudge sickles and your New York pizza with extra oil, just dripping down your fat, hairy little man titties, sagging oil dripping onto your whitey tighties. It looks like you have shit stains and cum stains all over them from the oil and the fudge sickles. Worthless. I feel bad for whoever's marrying him. I don't even want to know what she looks like. Dave is the piece of shit in the park is who Dave is. Dave's not a dog. Dave's the piece of shit that the dog lets out. Yeah, success over happiness. You need a plan. And also, too, man, and as far as make sure you're training with good people. You want people that have done it, that have done, been successful or have been proven to train successful people. And if you're not with that, you want to aspire to get to that, right? Like I did my when I was doing my boxing training here in town, and when I resume it again, when I add that all back after I get cleared with my shoulder with it, like I was the guy that I trained with out here was Floyd Mayweather. He was one. He was he's super on the lighter side, but just he had speed out of this world. But he was one of Mayweather's guys. Trained with Mayweather all in his prime. And also and runs a top-notch school, and he's very, very knowledgeable and very good. And that's who I want to train with. I want somebody that's like that and that understands. And I liked that he was smaller. He was about speed and endurance. And so I already got strength and power. So then now I'm training like the best lightweights train in this, you know what I mean? And going at their pace and their things, it only makes me rise above and it increases. So that's what you want to look for. And whatever you're doing, you want somebody that's going to push you and bring out the best qualities in you. And you don't want to just get into a comfort zone. And it's okay to be in a comfort zone at times, but you want to reassess things and constantly test yourself. You don't worry about what anybody says. You can be, oh, look at Ryback. He looks so slow next to those lightweights. Nobody's saying that, but just say that, who cares? I'm just going to keep getting better. And that's the difference between people that go and do stuff. We don't care about all the little noise. You can make all the noise in the world, but we don't live in the fear that you live in. And that's the difference with it. And that's where I try to tell people we're not taking critiques from you, from people on social media with that. Your critiques don't mean anything. I love all feel you're entitled to express however you want, but successful people know who to listen to. You listen to those people you respect and trust. You're not listening to people that aren't doing it. And hey, you might even be right once in a blue moon, but we're listening to the people in our inner circle. That's what successful winners do with that. They don't listen to the sheep or the people that are not in the arena, that aren't on the battlefield. And that's the difference. Dave 25 has no content to watch or listen on YouTube. That's even better if Dave has no. I hope Dave doesn't have a channel. I like that he kept telling me he's famous, though. That was, I don't hate Dave at all. I'm actually happy that he did come on, but I don't appreciate he didn't have. I would have respected him a lot more if he showed his face. Sweet Sugar Sugaru, top five. Triple S's top five restaurants. All right, here we go. Let me get a swig of water for this. Number one, Wendy's. Two, Red Robin. Three, Dairy Queen. Four, Pizza Hut. Five, Popeyes. What's your favorite, big guy? Matt, so restaurants, I'll tell you the best place that I've just had with Ziegler and Justin Roberts was that strip steak at Mandalay Bay. And I had steak for the first time in years. It was Wagyu and it was another really expensive one. And they comped an $1,800, nearly $1,800 bill between the one, two, three, five of us that were there. And that was so good. But if we're, and it was really quality, like as far as the place, it was really quality ingredients on everything from the vegetables to the side dishes, to the ice cold Michelob Ultras they had bottled. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, you know, I don't know. On the list you gave, I'll give you my favorite and I'll tell you why. From your list right there, I'm going to go Pizza Hut, and I'm going to tell you why. Because one, you know what? The big guy loves his chicken wings. Buffalo Wild Wings and Wing Street from Pizza Hut are my two favorite wings. Buffalo Medium or Hot and Parmesan Garlic. Those are my two favorites. You guys now know a little more about me with that, right? So those are, and the pizza, I love the stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut. If I'm going to, like, I think that the stuffed crust is absolutely out of this world. I remember when that stuffed crust technology came around many years ago, being younger, and I thought it was the most fascinating thing in the world. How are they getting the cheese in the crust? Man, times are a-changing. And I to this day, I still am wowed by that stuffed crust pizza. I'm a child at heart still. I still look at it, and I go, wow, how do they get that cheese into that crust? No, but... I'm going to go Pizza Hut on that list is the one that I would eat from. I think the other, and I've had Red Robin before and they've got great food. They've got great vegan burgers there too. The Impossible Burgers, Dairy Queen. If you're, you know, ice cream treat, a Blizzard or different things, you know, I've eaten the food, I think a long time ago from there, but yeah, like, and that stuff, it would be all like cheat meal stuff though, but Pizza Hut's going to be my top one on that list. But yeah, we let Dave's still here. We'll go ahead and we'll just block Dave. I just get him out here and keep the show on track. And then he'll be more obsessed with me after getting blocked. All facts. Thanks for the message. I'm going to DM or comment super chat progress to you the next few weeks, man. Good job, man. Thank you. I see all that. So please do. You've just got to pinpoint what you want, my man. Once you do that, it makes life a lot easier. We sometimes will avoid doing that and we waste time when we don't pinpoint what we want. Yeah, Dave. He has multiple accounts already. Jeez. Dave is definitely a regular listener here of the Ryback Show. Thank you, Randy. Everything is going great over here with me. Hope you're doing well. Thoughts on Scott Steiner and his promo work? Scott Steiner was one of my favorites growing up. And I got to see him again when I was at the Baltimore Celeb Fest. He was leaving and he stopped by our booth and said he knew a few of the SoCal Val, and I'm sure they worked together at TNA when he was there. And Fred Ross or Darren was with me, but he came over and just shook his hand and said hello. And I'd seen him. He was on a show. I've seen him at a couple things prior, but it's been years with it. And I've always, man, and I, when I was younger, I just, he, when he became Big Papa Pump, I thought it was the most entertaining thing. And I didn't know anything about, like, I loved training and was getting into all that. And I just thought it was like unreal for a human to look like that. And, but he was physical. He was intense. His promo, I believed guys like that are they're so believable, and they look the part, they are the part, and they speak with such a conviction and passion and belief, regardless of what they say, that it makes you suspend your belief far more than when all those boxes are not checked off. I don't know about you, but like when I see somebody that physically doesn't like where I'm not like where I don't feel like physically, you know, and I'm sure other fans view this differently, where and other fans view it as entertainment and don't like I like that belief to be suspended as much as possible. And it's sometimes difficult if a person is smaller or they don't have the confidence in their promos and they don't come across that way. It makes it a much harder watch. It's a much harder sell with it. And I just think, you know, he had such a long, long, lengthy career, and not only successful tag team, but also individual. It's not easy to do that. A lot of guys in tag teams don't have successful individual careers. And he was, I think, more successful individually as far as becoming more famous and having that attention on him. But like the Steiner brothers, when I was little, man, and watch, have you seen the stuff he did? He does stuff that guys today aren't doing. The man, you want to talk about the fall away slam with the backflip? He does I encourage everyone to go watch this. This man is, I'm telling you, he was doing things that nobody was doing. Fall away slams, backflipping at the same time with it. Like I can't even tell you. Like, I don't even know how you figure out, like, hey, let's try this. Like that is, he was mobile and doing things at a heavy body weight, man, for a long time. And then he was able to, with all his injuries, still have a massively successful singles career. That and I put him up there with all the top guys, and because he was, you know, when WCW was hot and WWF or WWE when they changed, when Rock Hogan, Stone Cold, Rock, Stone Cold, Undertaker, Triple H, like the top guys that were beyond, you know, I'd look at WCW and guys like Hogan, Sting, even Luger there for a good period, but Steiner, Big Papa Pump. I looked at them like in that same, they just top crop of talents, used all the time. Everyone recognizable anywhere he goes. He wrestled in the most popular period in wrestling. Man, I nothing but love and that and respect in his promos. And then I didn't follow like the Impact Wrestling, the TNA stuff as much or not, but I've seen it on clips and things over the years, and it's so entertaining, man. All of it. It's like, and I didn't realize that TNA, I go back and I've seen stuff from them. I go, man, that they were putting on some good stuff for a while on different things, and that from what I'm seeing on that, but I just never had it, never watched it with it. So I just think it's, you know, he had his WWE run. And I know a lot, like, you find out like he had drop foot and he had a lot of very serious injuries going on. And he still worked with all the top guys in WWE while he was beat the hell up and you know, and still gave it everything he got and he had. And man, he's done this for a long, long time. That's not easy. You know, that's a warrior mindset, man. So those are just nothing but love and respect. And I like he speaks from the heart and he's honest. He does interviews. He doesn't bullshit. He tells you how he feels, and I think that's a sign of an actual man, like in a confidence, and you're just honest, genuine person. But and Steiner should, and he's in the Steiner brothers are in the Hall of Fame. He needs to be in individually as well, and he should be. Yeah, I heard Nash say if pro wrestling was not scripted, the Steiner brothers would have been tag champs for 10 years. Yeah, it's I believe it. I believe it. Scott and Rick, both men, and I get along in with Braun Breaker. I don't know why they just don't call him Braun Steiner. I like Braun Steiner, but the B Steiner, even yeah, I don't know. The I get to talk to him, and he used to message more before he got with WWE because he was thinking of but wanted to do wrestling, and obviously he played football and got. I think he tried out for the Ravens or got there was something, but it was he always had really good questions. I could always tell he was like. You could tell he's a really good person, and that's a reflection of how he was raised. So it's good. That's just that's how I know those guys. Just little things after being in the business for so long, and you could just tell when people are real and genuine, and when they're full of it, and they're not full of it. They're very real and genuine, and they're nice, man. They just don't put up with any BS, and that's to me the best way to be. Hello. Good to see all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Him and Triple H haven't finished that bench press contest in over 20 years. let's see here. Remember when I was in Nexus and beat up John Cena? Thank you. Looking through your questions here, guys. Dave is actually in love with Ryback. Yeah. It's always fun to bring people on sometimes. And I know people said, why don't you bring on good people? I have had good people on here and stuff. But also, you got to sometimes keep the show going. And it depends on, there's a time and a place for everything. Yep, just found a video of Dave 25 gaming saying the N-word with a hard R. That's not a good thing. That is definitely not a good thing. Yeah, I could tell you could tell by the way when somebody how they talk and right off the bat that they're not playing with a full deck of cards and there's some other underlying issues going on. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. I appreciate all the love and support. Shell shock. Nope. Braun Breaker. Somebody says Braun Breaker equals Steiner plus Goldberg. And again, you guys, that's unfair to do that to anybody. Braun Breaker is Braun Breaker. Everybody that you're watching, the guys that you watched were all influenced by people prior in that. And like, but it's not, that doesn't mean they're them or that they're just, they will become their own person. And they could have things that remind you of those individuals over time. But typically, and the longer you're up there, the more they will become their own identity and separate themselves. But a lot of times wrestling fans like to compare talents to former talents and different things or who they remind them of. But anybody that gets into the business that does it, even if somebody didn't watch anybody, if they could sign somebody that's never seen wrestling their entire lives, they're going to make them watch people to learn stuff. And what they will end up doing is replicating things they see from whoever they watch. And that's all wrestlers get into wrestlers. And it's like there's only humans have a lot of different things that are different about them. But there's so many things that are similar with humans. Like you know what I mean? There's only so many different things you can do or things. And so it's like you got to just like give everyone an opportunity to go out there. And what happens is eventually your personality, the closer it is to yourself, does start coming through over time typically. Dave 25 has 2,000 Instagram followers, big celebrity. No, typically if you have to tell somebody that you're a big celebrity over and over again, odds are that you're probably not the biggest celebrity, and nor does it matter. But Dave 25, this was a career defining moment for Dave 25 and his show. He will have clips of this. He'll be posting stuff religiously on his interaction with Ryback, triggering Ryback in his own words. WWE, no doubt, could have done a lot more with WCW, and that was all by design. Let's see. I do remember Curtis Axel. We're friends. PJ the Ripper, check out the Big Guy Male Performance Formula. It's one of our best sellers on feedmemore.com. Look, read up on the product page on that. Blood test proven to significantly raise your total and free testosterone levels. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And look at all the reviews and the people. You don't have to listen to me. To have a good night. Thank you for watching WWESF. Thank you. Who do you think should get more credit, the promoter or talent? As far as credit, as far as what? I think, but you need everything. Wrestling promoters can't run wrestling shows without wrestlers. Wrestlers can run wrestling shows without promoters with that. And then by default, somebody will come up promoter of that. But it's an opportunity. Promoters, they're both very important in equal ways and for different reasons on that. And it depends on the scenario and the situation, right? They go hand in hand together, typically. Yeah, thank you. I found a tag match of you and Sheamus back in FCW. Amazing to see what both of you accomplished in WWE. Thank you. I had just got re-signed and I was doing the Terminator gimmick with Ryback. And they put me in Dusty Rhodes, put me on TV right away with me and Sheamus. I hadn't wrestled. By the way, I got rehired and I hadn't even wrestled hardly on that. When I got back and got rehired right away, almost from, and I was at OVW and champion down there for a period. And, but the gimmick was a strong style gimmick and it was, it got me re-signed really quickly. And, by the guy that had fired me, John Laurinaitis, he rehired me. And it was a good thing. But I had just got back. And then I'd been a babyface my entire career in developmental prior to that. And then was heel and hadn't even worked a match heel. And was the turned heel and was with Sheamus. So like I was so early on into everything still, that was essentially like just starting over and that, but off and running right away. And then when I became Skip Sheffield is when things really came together for me with Dr. Tom. And I told you guys this, when he just told me, like, I was kind of under everything that happened, like with Bill DeMott and I love him. And it helped me tremendously overall in life. But some things that I was afraid to try things sometimes because of the way things were previously. And Dr. Tom just says, go do whatever you want out there. He goes, if it's bad, I'll let you know. And if it's something I don't want you to do, I'll let you know. And I can do whatever. He goes, whatever goes through your mind, don't be afraid to try stuff. He goes, that's how you figure out how to get over what doesn't. And it was the first time in my time in WWE that I'd actually had a coach that was very positive and used positive reinforcement, but also would tell you in when stuff was bad. And he knew how to adjust, and he knew how to adjust to different talents extremely well. And I'll forever be grateful for Dr. Tom Pritchard with that. But he instilled a confidence in me that it was okay to go out there and mess up or to try things, and not everything had to be safe, like in the sense of like not afraid to try stuff with that and take chances of like to go out and get over. You're not going to get yelled at, you might be yelled at, like if you're not going to be punished, essentially, how things were previously. You're not going to be tortured if, you know, just in various training ways. Like, you just go out and get over. And it helped me. And I was able to get over in to skip Sheffield and developmental. And it got me called to TV eventually. But it then instilled a confidence to just like it allowed me to use my personality in different ways. And very grateful for all of that. But I remember that whole period. It was Sheamus was like polished and on his way up, and he'd be WWE champion very shortly after that. And my development was just kicking off again. Yeah, I'm very curious to see what direction they go with Sami Zayn with everything going on. Good to see all of you. Hello, hello. With that, guys, we're going to wrap up. I've got to do cardio sauna day here. We've got to have my beets and celery and radishes and a small amount of fruit and get that done. And then a lot of shoulder work here. Actually, a little shoulder work before I go too. And then a lot of it tonight after the sauna. So with that, guys, check out the Feed Me More Nutrition, all the different deals. And all the Ryback merch, we've got the discounts available in there on all of that for the new customers, for returning customers, and the buy one, get one free BOGO sale right now on the Finish It BCAA Electrolyte Matrix. Just add in quantities of two on the Finish It BCAAs, a $44.99 value. If you put 10 in there, 5 will be free. You put 2 in, 1 will be free. You put 4, 2 will be free. We've got raspberry lemonade and cotton candy available on the flavors on that as well. Let's have a great Sunday. We got a new feeding time tomorrow, 9 a.m. Winchell's Donuts and Sausage, Egg, and Cheese Croissant Sandwiches review at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Please check that out on the channel. Every Monday, we've got a new feeding time. Every week in the archives, there's all new feeding times, different food videos from vegan to vegetarian to regular on there. And let's have a good Sunday, guys. Until next time, my friends, feed me more. More.